Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back. It is hour two of your favorite show that you just happened to stumble upon that you don't know who we are. Or maybe you're listening to us on demand. It is us. It is In This League. That's Scott Bogman, whom
Hello.
You can find on Twitter at Bogman Sports. My name is The Welsh, and you can find me on Twitter at Is It The Welsh. You know, it's funny. The directors here over at Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Mike Cardano, he called me. We chatted a couple times because, like I said, one thing if you guys want to check out on Sundays, I'll be a part of the radio and the TV side for, you know, the game breakdowns, and I'll be doing twice an hour updates from 1 to 4, 1 to 5, something like that. And we were just talking about something, and he called me, and I picked it up, and I'm like, Mike, he's like, The Welsh! And I was like, and he's like, Is it The Welsh? And I'm like, It is The Welsh. And I always forget my stupid Twitter handle is a, it's a question, so it's understandable.
Is it I'm Ron Burgundy?
I'm Ron Burgundy? It's going to be weird, too, doing, you know, just doing like in-game updates, talking about them, because I'm going to feel like I want to talk to you, and I'm going to be like, well, this guy sucks, that one sucks, this guy was pretty good. There's some other sucky ones, but I'll have to be, I'll have to get all professional. I'll be like, you know, Antonio Brown, a really great game. No Lev Bell, but James Conner coming through strong. Lots of catches, lots of rushes. Hopefully Lev Bell never comes back.
Hopefully Lev Bell never comes back because I have so many shares of James Conner. I mean, to be honest, just throw those in there. Who cares, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, just throw them in there.
Yeah.
People who listen will get it. So, and people who don't will be like, who's this ballsy update guy?
Yeah.
Talking
yeah.
about his fantasy team.
This guy needs to calm down a little bit. That just reminded me, too, looking at one thing we're going to be doing here in a minute. Maybe I'm going to need to alter one of my lineups. So we are going to do a little bit of DFS for you, and we are going to set some lineups, our optimized lineups. We have a very important algorithm that's built around macaroni and cheese and bourbon, and that's how we come up with the best possible
algorithm.
Ooh, do they have, by the way, is there a bourbon macaroni and cheese that exists? Is that a thing?
I mean, I don't know if they would mix together like in the meal together, but have some macaroni and cheese and then some bourbon after it. That sounds like a good day, Tater.
I mean, no, but I'm saying, like, this sounds like a thing. I feel like I created something.
I don't think you did. I think anytime you say a sentence, you're like, I just created that. I made that up. You're like the internet meme that where someone puts up original content and you really like it. And you're like, I like this. I really like this. I made this.
I think I made this.
You don't want it, do you?
I think I kind of want it. I feel like I kind of made this. So
all right, just this once.
All right, just see, now I'm messing with my roster box. I probably shouldn't mess with it. I'm going to go back to the original roster. That's a problem with DFS. So one of the biggest, most difficult things we have in Arizona is ridiculously DFS is not a legalized thing. And it's right. It's really, really annoying. It doesn't mean that we can't play around and want to keep ourselves involved in it. But I look at this, I just don't know how people temper themselves. Like it's maybe the gambling nature of myself.
To be honest, I'm kind of glad that it's not legal here because I feel like I would be burning through so much money playing this.
Well, also not just playing it. You know, there's multiple ways to do it. You sit and you have just like immense, like, just crazy, got to change over the rosters, you know, paralysis by analysis, where you set it and you're like, well, if I do this and this, or you probably do the bigger, better thing is you're going to go and you're going to just set multiple lineups, or you do the bigger, better thing and you go up and set up with a place like Daily Roto and you get optimized lineups and you go up against big crews and try to, you know, win some serious cash. But I look at this stuff and I just, I get so far deep into it because it's like it's that's what's so great about DFS, these little mini drafts. And you look at the prices, and week one is the wildest because these prices have been set, you know, for a while. I don't know how much adjustment has actually gone into any of it.
I mean, you can still put Jerick McKinnon into a bunch of your lineup, so I don't think enough.
How many people do you think? I will bet you there is going to be, when you look at the percentages,
I'd say like 2%.
I'll bet you there are people that set the lineups, completely forgot about it, and there's going to be one dude that, you know, weeks ago had Carson Wentz, Lev Bell, Jerick McKinnon, you know, I'm trying to think, Alshon Jeffrey, and they'll just set that lineup. I will bet you Jerick McKinnon has at least got a 1% ownage in, like, I don't know. I'm looking at the 4 million on FanDuel, the 4 million NFL Sunday million. What? 4 million NFL Sunday million. That's what they call it. A million to first place, though.
I like that.
That's pretty sexy. So let's set some lineups. What do we want to start with? We've got DraftKings and we've got FanDuel. Which one do you want to do?
Let's go DraftKings first.
Okay. DraftKings. We're going over there. Same stuff, just, you know, different pricing and whatnot. Let's start with the quarterbacks. Well, actually, you put together an interesting DraftKings kind of deal thing. Should we talk about the deals before we get into our lineups?
Yeah, I mean, I went through last night and I looked at a couple of deals. I couldn't find right before we fired up here. I couldn't find how to get on FanDuel, so I didn't do this for FanDuel because I just didn't know how to get to
it. We can talk about a few of them. I've got it up, so we can talk about some deals.
But some QB deals I found were Case Keenum 5.1 versus Seattle. Seattle's defense is going to be terrible this year. Alex Smith 5.6 at Arizona. I like that one. And what's that?
5,600. You're saying 5.6. Yeah. It's confusing.
Yeah, well, yeah, 5,600, whatever. And 5,800 for Andy Dalton at the Indianapolis Colts. And we know their defense is absolutely atrocious. Well, they're starting a rookies.
And what I like about that is you're going to see a lot of trends across both of these. There's just, you know, a different price pool. Because on FanDuel, that's where we're going to see. We'll talk about some of the deals when we get there. But, like, Andy Dalton is one I immediately honed in on, like, to see, like, where is that price point at? Because it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, some running backs I have here. Alfred Morris, 3,600. Jordan Wilkins, 3,700. Peyton Barber starting. I know it's against New Orleans, but he is a starter. And I think your average when you fire up on DK is five. It's like 5,555.
Yeah.
So these are all guys that are below average here. Jordan Wilkins, 3.7. Peyton Barber, 4.1 or, you know, 4,100. Rex Burkhead, 4,200. That one I really like.
Love
Chris
that
Carson.
One.
I don't like the matchup, but I do like the price of 4,500. Carlos Hyde, 4,500. James Conner, the same 4,500. And we know he's going to get a huge, huge look this week. Royce Freeman, same deal. Name the starter against Seattle. Their defense is bad. 4,500. LeGarrette Blount, 4,600 against the Jets. Could be a goal line option. Adrian Peterson against the Cardinals, 4,700. Duke Johnson, 4,700. Deion Lewis, I really like too. 4,900
really?
At Miami.
I do.
I just think Miami's defense is not good. So I think they could run the ball a lot early, and Deion Lewis could be part of that. I mean, this could be like a 30-carry game for Derrick Henry and a 20-carry game for Deion Lewis if they do get out in front, which I'm not 100% sold on that. But I do like Deion Lewis in that game.
All right, what about wideouts?
Wideouts,
let's not go through every single one. What are the
good
ones?
There's just a ton of them. It's a couple of my favorites. John Brown, 3,700 versus Buffalo.
I like that.
Keelan Cole, 3,800 against the Giants. Remember, their secondary isn't that great. Dante Moncrief, 4,000 against the Giants. Marquise Goodwin, 4,600. Tyler Lockett, 4,300. Kenny Stills, 4,700. Jamison Crowder, 5,000. Kelvin Benjamin, 5,000. And Jarvis Landry, right at average at 5,500, which is kind of surprised me because Pittsburgh's secondary is not good. So I was kind of surprised by that. Maybe there's a Tyrod Taylor factor. And then just a couple of tight ends. Antonio Gates, 2,600. Nick Vanette, 2,600 as well. Ricky Seals-Jones, 3,000. David Njoku, 3,400. Tyler Eifert, 3,400. And Jack Doyle, 3,600 against the Cincinnati Bengals. So,
all right. So strategy wise, what did you decide to do? Where did you go? We'll list off the names here in a second, but like, where did you spend your money? Where did you try to find your deals?
Well, I spent pretty big on one running back and two wideouts. So pretty big. I took a deal at my third wide receiver. I took a deal at my tight end and defense, and my quarterback was kind of a middle of the road. So,
all right. So who do you got?
All right. So my QB is Russell Wilson at Denver. I don't necessarily like the matchup, but Denver did lose a little bit in the secondary, and I think they will pound Seattle into the ground. So we should get some garbage yards out of Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. So that is kind of why I went with him. And to pair that, I'll just go ahead to my tight end. I picked Nick Vannett was one of the deals that I listed off that I took. Not that Nick Vannett is great, but he is the starting tight end now that Jimmy Graham is gone. I don't know that he'll see a ton of touches, but this is a guy that could see high targets because they're losing by so much and because he is a starter for that team. So it's a little risky, but I went there. In that same game at running back, I took Royce Freeman against the Seattle defense. I was having a tough time deciding between Royce Freeman and James Conner. I went with Royce because of the fact of I don't know what Pittsburgh is going to do at the goal line. I don't know if Jalen Samuels is going to come in because that was his college trade. He scored like, I think, 18 touchdowns last year and something like 17 touchdowns the year before that as well. So he is a goal line back. I don't know what Pittsburgh's going to do there. So Royce Freeman is my guy at running back. Todd Gurley was my big spend, the Welsh. That's my biggest spend.
I like that.
$9,300. I just think that they're going to beat Oakland like a drum, and Todd Gurley should go nuts. New England with a top three worst pass defense in the NFL last year, and this should be a point for point game against Houston. So DeAndre Hopkins, AJ Green against that horrible Colts defense, and I cheaped out and went with Keelan Cole as my third guy because he is a starter. It's between him and Dante Moncrief. Moncrief a little bit more expensive, and my defense is the Lions against rookie quarterback Sam Darnold.
Pretty
so
solid.
That is my DraftKings. I do like it. So
yeah, no, I think that's definitely solid. One of the things you obviously probably got from this is that this is a full slate counting into Monday, where what we're going to do with the FanDuel one is we are actually going to set a lineup for the 4 million to million one. What do they call it again? It was
millions and millions.
4 million NFL Sunday million. Like they just millions. Lost the words and millions. And first place gets 1 million also.
And damn millions.
So here's how I went. At quarterback, I love Matthew Stafford this week. We talked about, I think I had him as my top guy on the most recent In This League Fantasy Football podcast. We had Brandon Marianne Lee on with us, and we were going through some of our week one plays, and Matthew Stafford was the guy I thought that would absolutely light up this week. He's going up against the Jets. It's at home. He's at 6,500. I think that was a pretty good value, and I think when I looked here, based on pricing, I mean, he's about middle of the pack. I mean, if you want a comparison, Aaron Rodgers was 7,500 and Stafford was right in the range of Kirk Cousins, a little, just a tiny bit above Phillip Rivers. So that gives you the range. Running backs, I went heavy on one, and then the next two running backs I took deals, which I don't know, there's maybe a little bit of a concern of the, there's going to be a heavy usage in those like tournaments of these cheap guys. But my top guy, I went with Alvin Kamara because Alvin Kamara should absolutely own. The only worry you would have is they get way too ahead and then they take a step back. My other running back went with Rex Burkhead. You talked about him. Incredibly good deal. We might be without Sony Michel, and I expect Burkhead to get the full load. And at flex, I went with James Conner. I went with the opposite end of what you talked about, where you went Royce Freeman. I went with James Conner, 4,500. Burkhead was 4,200. Now, wideouts, I spent more on. I went top heavy with DeAndre Hopkins. We expect that should be a high flying game, and Hopkins should probably be a heavy dose of that. Adam Thielen, the 49ers secondary, regardless of Richard Sherman being there, is not great. So both wideouts may eat. I definitely know one is going to have a big day. So in this case, I'm going with Adam Thielen. And I went on the opposite end of the game, and I went with Marquise Goodwin at 4,600, which was a good deal. And then I just went deals on tight end and defense. I went also with the Lions against the Jets. And then Cameron Brate up against New Orleans. You've never been a Brate guy, but I'm always a fan of his just because he's a ball hawk. He's a touchdown magnet. I know
he's a free agent in a bunch of our 16 man leagues, dude. And that the question I no longer question Cameron Brate's talent. Like, he's very good, especially in the red zone, like you mentioned.
Fitzpatrick likes him too.
They usually split him out in that third wide receiver role when he's on the field.
Even better.
And OJ, okay. But Chris Godwin is filling that role this year, and they still like Adam Humphries. So I just don't know what his usage is going to be this season. Last year, Adam Humphries, like if I'm picking between Humphries and who are we talking about? I already forgot his
Cameron
name.
Cameron Brate?
Cameron Brate's terrible, so I forgot his name. So if I'm picking between those guys, I'm probably going with a guy whose name I don't know. But Chris Godwin has made a huge step up, and it's one of those things like we mentioned with Corey Clement. If there's a guy in Tampa Bay that you expect to step up this year from last year, I mean, it's him and O.J. Howard, who plays the same position as Cameron Brate. So I just think that his usage overall is going to go down this year. Look, Cameron Brate is a fine target in this game. It's probably
gentleman.
Better than my stupid Nick Vinette, you know, but I'm not very comfortable with him in season long in this format. That's a fine pick, you know, cheap out on a tight end. Take one that is a red zone target. So I just think that Vinette could wind up getting a bunch of targets. And you know what? If Brate's on the field, he could too, because they should be getting stomped out by New Orleans and playing a lot of catch up ball and, you know, garbage yards, things like that. So.
Trying to look how I could get Trey Burton in. And then if I take out Hopkins, or if I take out Goodwin and Brate, I put in Trey Burton, I have a little amount of money to fill that wide receiver spot. The best guys are Kevin White.
No.
God, is there a cheap one? Chad Williams?
No.
Seth Roberts?
Nope.
No, we're still not finding any. Going down the list. It's not good, Bogman.
How much are we at here?
We got $3,400 left to spend if we put in Trey Burton.
$3,400 left to spend?
It's not great.
How about Antonio Callaway?
We could go Antonio Callaway. Maybe. We can play around with it. That's where we get all dangerous. All right. When we come back, though, we are going to now construct our lineup for the 4 million NFL Sunday, million to million to first place million, and it does not include the Monday slate, so let's get that. A little bit of FanDuel talk when we get back, so don't go anywhere. It's Bogman the Welsh. It's In This League. Let's get at it.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator, plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
In This League.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In This League.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, football is here. And it doesn't mean baseball's not also here, even though Michael Kopech is out with Tommy John surgery, and that's sad. But we here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network still giving some World Series tickets away, and this time it's to the winner of a free DFS baseball contest. Those contests are sponsored by DKMS, and they're looking for your help in the fight against blood cancer, because as you know, we've told you, many patients, for many of them, bone marrow transplants are the best, maybe only chance for survival. While 30% can find it in families, 70% cannot. They have to rely on strangers. That's why you can find out how you can help the cause and win 2018 World Series tickets by playing free daily fantasy baseball. Just go to dailyroto.com/DKMS. That's dailyroto.com/DKMS. It's your ticket to the World Series and blood cancer patients' ticket to life. DFS, Bogman, I have a feeling our DraftKings lineups would not work out. I don't feel as confident about that lineup that I just set on DK as I do the 4 million NFL Sunday million, 1 million to first place million contest million.
Million particles in the universe that we can observe.
Keep going.
You remember that?
Yeah, keep going.
Your mama took the ugly ones and made them into one nerd.
Who was that?
That's Epic Rap Battles of History.
Yeah, that is so funny. It's funny you mentioned this. I watched like a some dude did some like documentary like of a Where Are They Now on Epic Rap Battles. And it was they were like,
serious?
I swear to God, it was talking about like the early days
did
of
they
it.
Quit making them?
They just stopped. They absolutely just stopped.
When did they stop? Because I thought there were new ones last year. No?
I think what it did was it was going through kind of like, not that the guys necessarily had like beef or anything like that, because what it was I think they sold like their product, like they got bought out by a bigger entity. That's why their production got bigger, but like they weren't as invested anymore. So, you know, that's why you started seeing like some of those other guys that became regulars and then they just started working on their own projects.
I remember Snoop was on one of them.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah, and you had like Key and
Jenna
Peele.
Marbles.
Key and Peele did
there.
Two of them. And then, but there were also like some guys, I can't remember their names, but they were like regular ass regulars that were just on like every other one. And they just stopped doing it. It was like the Nice what's the guy, Nice Paul, Nice Pete,
yeah,
Nice
sure
Peter,
Nice
Peter
Pete.
Nice, yeah, Peter, yeah. North, I don't know,
Peter North,
yeah,
right.
Whatever, whichever one that he just like went to his music and stopped doing it. And the other guy, I think, I don't remember
Peter
his
North
name
is
either.
A different type of epic, so
epic battles with, oh yeah. You know,
man,
Peter North, one of the most searched of those adult actors. I found this out recently. I didn't realize this, that some of those the male ones are more searched than the females, because
really
apparently men,
I mean,
or
it's still
women,
dudes doing the searches. I mean,
I know, but they think, I know exactly what I'm getting out of this person, and all the good others will come over here. This is a really tough segment to do on the radio. it's a really tough, difficult segment to try to explain what is going on with this search when we're on the radio.
Should we move on then? Because I don't know how to respond without being immediately fired.
Yeah, no so. More Nice Peter, Peter North, or Peter Nice, or whatever they are. Epic Rap Battles, I did miss them.
I did like the Jenna Marbles one. I think that one was probably my favorite one.
I like the one, it was
Adam versus Eve.
That one was okay. I like the Key and Peele ones. One I really liked was, it was like Jack the Ripper, but it was like some, just some like guy I've never heard of that's an internet rapper. And he's like, but he's like British. That one, and that one, like, that one hits. That one drops too. Like, that's a legit beat one. I love that. But also, like, no Vader and Hitler. Like, that's what Epic was all about. Like,
yeah, that's true.
We miss those. We miss those one. It's a really bad documentary if you want to find it on YouTube. It's just some like kid in a basement was like, I'm going to do a background story on Epic Rap Battles. And I was like, this is dumb. And then
jeez,
15 minutes later.
Sell it, the Welsh.
Well, then 15 minutes later, I was like, well, I just watched that whole thing.
Some fat loser in his mother's basement. Couldn't be more worthless.
Nailed it. Nailed it. All right. FanDuel. 4 million NFL Sunday million lineup that doesn't actually cost a million, or you don't get a million to set your lineup here. Prices are a bit higher here, but I kind of think I like the construction of this team more than the other one. So let's win some millions, Bogman. Let's go position by position and talk about who we picked. Who did you pick at quarterback?
I went with Andy Dalton, 6,800 against Indianapolis. I said it before. They should stomp. I got A.J. Green in my other lineup. I got Andy Dalton in this one. Red Rifle time.
I like that one. Some of the other cheaper ones, who I went with, I went a little bit more expensive, and I went with Phillip Rivers. You know, Kansas City defense is not what it used to be, and I think Phillip is going to be able to dominate, as you will. So I like Phillip Rivers in this one. But if you wanted to go cheaper, in the middle between us is like a Dak Prescott, which I don't love. Alex Smith is interesting. He's just a tad bit more than Andy Dalton at that 6,800. He's pretty priced well. If you want to go really cheap, follow me on this one, Boggs. Case Keenum, 6,300, Denver versus Seattle.
I like that one too. I mean, I mentioned him in the deals in the other one in DK. So, and I like that one. The problem with the teams that should get up quick, like even Andy Dalton, Case Keenum, those teams that aren't going to play in a close game, is like these teams could be running a lot at the end of the game. So I do like that one, and I do like Case Keenum for this week. I think I do have him starting in one of my leagues, but it doesn't come without risk, I guess I should say.
Okay.
That's all.
Running backs. The two running. Okay, what does yours look like? Did you go deals? Did you go one big, one deal, or did you go both big?
I went one big, one deal. I went James Conner at 5,000, just to get a share of James Conner in there, and then Melvin Gordon at 8,100.
Okay, so I went on kind of the opposite end. It's funny how I had James Conner and you had Freeman before. I took Royce Freeman here, and then instead
how much
of,
is Freeman?
6,000.
6,000. Okay, he's 1,000 more than Conner in this one.
Okay, so about the same. And instead of Kamara this time, it went David Johnson, 8,600 versus Arizona. He should absolutely be every portion of this offense. Now, let's go down to, I imagine we both have running back at flex, right?
I think so. Let me scroll down. Yes, okay. I got running back.
Let's talk about our flex, and we'll talk about some of the values. I think this is a really good deal. And to be frank, you know, I could even see you taking out a David Johnson if you wanted and to go even heavier on wideouts. But I went with Kenyon Drake at 6,600, Miami versus Tennessee. I think that's a fantastic one as Frank Gore is kind of banged up. That seems to be a price to move.
I stuck to that game. I went Derrick Henry at Miami.
How much?
I'd say 6,800. He's 200 more.
You spend a little bit more. You want to maybe make a change down to Kenyon Drake?
No, I still don't like Kenyon Drake that much. So
come on down.
Derrick Henry for me. So,
all right, here's some other deals. Rex Burkhead is another deal here. 6,300. Adrian Peterson.
I might do that.
Boy, I like that one too. Adrian Peterson, 6,300. Let's move down. Chris Carson is 5,900. Our boy, Carlos Hyde versus your Pittsburgh Steelers, 5,900. And Duke is 5,800.
Yeah, I like those deals. Those are good ones. Right. I'm gonna stick to my Derrick Henry one.
Peyton Barber, 5,600. You talked about him earlier.
Yep.
Alfred Morris, 5,500. I'm looking down here. Jordan Wilkins, 5,100, and Breida, 5,000. Those might be two of the best deals.
Well, the Wilkins one, you just have to pay attention to injury reports.
Yeah,
close
Marlon
to
Mack
game.
Does play.
Right. Like Wilkins will play, but he may not even be worth firing out in a DraftKings lineup if Mac plays. So if he doesn't play, probably FanDuel. High volume. I like that.
Or a FanDuel one, which we're doing right now.
Yeah. Well, or FanDuel. Either
okay.
one.
Whatever.
DFS. All right.
Sure.
DFS.
Sure, Box. Who do you have at wideout?
Wideout, I went expensive across the board, and I could afford it because I was a little bit cheaper than you at quarterback and running back positions. I've got DeAndre Hopkins, 8,800, A.J. Green, 8,400, and T.Y. Hilton, 7,200.
Ooh, okay. So I kind of went the same route, but not quite as expensive. So my three wideouts, and I really like these wideouts, Keenan Allen at 8,000, Stephon Diggs at 7,400, and Chris Hogan at 6,700.
You just Mark Ingram'd Chris Hogan.
Chris Hogan, brother.
Chris Hogan. Chris Hoagie.
Okay, let's look at some wide receiver deals then. How about we'll go sub 7,000 here?
Chris Hogan.
Josh Gordon at 6,900 is very tempting.
Nice.
Very tempting. Jarvis Landry again, 6,600. Just deals to be had.
I mean, Artie Burns couldn't be a worse corner. Maybe they're going to put Joe Hayden on Jarvis Landry, but I don't know. Either way, Jarvis Landry, I feel like, is going to have a decent day. So
interesting on DK that Pierre Garçon was more than Goodwin. On FanDuel, Goodwin is more than Garçon. Goodwin is 6,400. Mm-hmm. Garçon is 6,200.
Interesting.
Kenny Stills, 6,000, Bogman. I like that one.
Yep. Tennessee secondary is bad. Their whole defense is injured. So their whole defensive front is injured. So they should be, Ryan Tannehill, he should have some time.
I'm going to just camp on my own, but Cole Beasley, man, I still like him. Only 4,800.
I don't think you're in a camp of your own. I like Cole Beasley too. I think if I had to pick someone to lead the Cowboys in receptions for the whole year, it'd be Cole Beasley. I don't trust Allen Hurns to stay healthy all year. And Michael Gallup's a rookie. They don't have a really good receiving tight end. So I think that could definitely be a guy to lead their team in reception. So I'm with you. I don't know on a week-to-week basis that I'm with you, but I'm with you. How cheap was he again?
4,800.
Oh, that's a great deal.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's a great deal, friend.
Okay, so I wonder about this. Let's try something. By the way, let's go tight end and defense. I have the Chargers. Who do you have?
The Saints.
And then I, speaking of the Saints, I took Ben Watson at 4,900.
I cheaped out Nick Vannett again. Let's roll him out again, 4,300.
Okay, so let's try something here.
I mean, he's guaranteed to have zero catches now. Okay. I have him two spots.
1,000%. So let's go down. We're going to add Cole Beasley as our flex. Now, we're going to take Royce Freeman out. That allows us to spend 7,800 on a running back, which gets us Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, or Dalvin Cook. Who do we like?
Saquon Barkley, no. Christian McCaffrey or Dalvin Cook? I'd have to go McCaffrey. Dalvin Cook, week one, they're going to slow roll him, so he'd have to get in the end zone twice like Jay Ajayi did, and there's no guarantee there, of course. And I don't want Saquon against Jacksonville in his first game ever, so I'd have to go with McCaffrey against the Cowboys.
Okay, I got a better option here, Bogman. Let's do this. This is the fun. I took out...
Degenerate. Can't even play.
I can't even do it. Now, my two running backs, Alvin Kamara and David Johnson, with Keenan Allen, Diggs, Hogan, Cole Beasley at flex. We need a tight end, though, and we only have $4,000 to spend.
$4,000?
Like, hey, I could draft Devin Kajust. He doesn't have a team.
Kajust?
He's available. Apparently, $4,000 is not going to work for a tight end.
Send him some of them rocks.
Who is your tight end you keep taking that's not going to score?
Nick Vannett's 4,300. So
we got to get some money. All right.
There's some 4,000 guys that I have not heard of down here.
Okay, so we're gonna add Vannett, and now we need a 4,000 defense. Redskins against Arizona. Ooh. Giants against Jags.
No.
I could get down with Giants against Jags.
No, you couldn't.
I can't. Oh.
What are other options?
Niners,
here?
Minnesota. Houston, maybe Washington versus Arizona, but then I have David Johnson. Come on, DFS.
Pretty ugly.
I got it. No, we're back. Let's go cheaper on quarterback.
Okay, we're going cheaper on quarterback.
We're going cheaper on quarterback. All right, so let's go down. Who do we take? Who do we like here?
I got the red rifle at 6,800.
Let's see what the red rifle looks like. All right, so now that gives us 4,700 for a defense, Bogman.
Much get any defense you want then.
Maybe
anybody but Baltimore, you get Jacksonville against the Giants.
All right, let's get a middle defense and let's improve our tight end. Let's go. Chargers?
All right. How about the Bengals against the Colts?
Okay.
4,400.
All right.
And Luck's first game back.
And now we are going to pick up a new tight end at 4,600. We can get Austin Severian Jenkins.
Yeah, but he's banged up. I don't want to do that.
Jesse James?
Jesse James not bad because Vance McDonald is out.
Why are the tight ends not good?
Do Vannett. Do stupid Vannett.
No, 4,300. He's too cheap. But I can spend more. I don't like Vannett.
Okay, but do you like
apples?
Jesse James that much more?
You like apples?
Mean, how do you like them apples? I mean, Jesse James, 4,600. How about you do Jesse James at 4,600 and we quit talking about this?
I got it. We're finalizing this. Ryan Griffin at tight end.
Oh, God. What are you doing?
And the Chargers defense. That's the roster. Andy Dalton at quarterback. Alvin Kamara. David Johnson. Keenan Allen. Stephon Diggs. Chris Hogan. Ryan Griffin. Cole Beasley. And Chargers defense. Championship. 4 million to 1 million millions and millions and millions. Right? That's a championship roster. Kamara and David Johnson with Keenan Allen, Stephon Diggs, and Hogan?
I mean, I don't see what could beat that, the Welsh.
What could go wrong?
I would be super confident. In fact, I would call up somebody and ask them to play this for me and pay them. That's what I would do.
You know what? Somebody right now, play this lineup on the 4 million, million to millions, or play this somewhere, you're going to win some money. It's only $9 entry to the NFL Sunday Million.
Give it to me again.
Somebody play this.
Let's hear this genius lineup one more time.
I will. If I trust you, by the way, if you're someone I know, you put this $9 entry, I will Venmo you $4.50, and we will split the winnings here on this magnificent lineup.
You can't just Venmo them $9.
Sure, I can. It's totally legal. Andy Dalton. Alvin Kamara, David Johnson, Keenan Allen, Stephon Diggs, Chris Hogan, Ryan Griffin, flex is Cole Beasley, and Charger defense.
I mean, you just got to be okay getting a donut out of that tight end.
Ryan Griffin, so. Isn't he going to start?
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
But,
don't be hating.
Ryan Griffin is not good. I saw New England picked up Steven Anderson.
Yeah.
And I like, it's just such a Patriots move. Like,
I love it.
Let's take a guy that's been on the team that we're playing against. How much you want to bet he's waived before week two starts?
Guaranteed.
They might wave him halfway through the game. They just wanted to pick up, we can't record practices anymore, so we got to pick up a guy that the Texans just cut and try to get into their playbook that way. So tight end, let me see.
All right, well, we got to go to break. You can do this while Ryan we're looking Griffin. On break. Yeah, Ryan Griffin. See, I like it. It's perfect. All right, there you go. That is the ideal male body and the ideal FanDuel lineup. So someone I know, hit me up. Let's win millions here. And hopefully you guys actually don't play this, because don't do that. We'll be back. We got more. It's all NFL talk the rest of the way, as it's been this whole time. It's Bogman, Welsh, In This League. Don't you go in.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and smoking.
In This League.
Break it down.
BetDSI is celebrating 20 years as the industry's biggest and safest betting site. They've got great customer service and fast, easy payment of winnings. You can play virtually every sport at BetDSI with hundreds of wagering options, including live in-game wagering on all major sports events where you can make your play at any time during the day. BetDSI runs sign-up and deposit promotions year-round if you're willing to adhere to rollover requirements. So use a promo code FNTSY and try BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code FNTSY. Head on over and start winning today. Not yesterday, today.
I need to bring it down a little bit. Did you see Burt Reynolds passed away yesterday?
I did. Well, did you see another one? Like, how polar opposites. I know, no chance you knew who this was, but Mac Miller was a rapper.
Yeah, I saw that he passed away. Definitely had no idea who that was. So
I wasn't too much like knowing like his music, except I had just recently actually got onto a few songs and getting on the Spotify playlist. I was starting to know more, and I was like, oh,
was he only like 26 too?
26. Yeah, man. And I was just like polar opposites of, yeah, I mean, you know, young mid 20s rapper who, you know, dies of an overdose. And then you have Burt Reynolds, who seemed like he was just indestructible. 82 years old.
And I don't know if you knew this. This was going around the college football subreddit, of course, but he played running back for Florida State, and him and Lee Corso were roommates.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's like, a lot of people were upset because they're like, well, that's just making me realize how old Lee is. And, you know, because Lee Corso has been a staple of college football game day, you know, putting on the mascot heads and all that
stuff.
Can
you imagine what being in that room must have been like with Burt Reynolds and Lee Corso?
It was a story where Lee Corso was getting, and used to be okay to say these things. So now, you know, everyone would be offended and triggered if Lee Corso said this today. I mean, I'm regaling a story that I read.
Yeah, well, so, be careful about what you're making me nervous.
Well, it's not that bad, but obviously if it was that bad, I just wouldn't say it. But what he said was Bert used to just leave the room and go. He said he'd bring back one beautiful girl and one ugly girl, and he would always give me the ugly girl. And he said, but the ugly girl was way better than I could have done by myself anyway. So, I mean, Lee Corso's a funny dude anyway. So I don't know how much truth there is to that and how much, but I saw Michael Irvin talking about him because, you know, obviously Burt Reynolds was a quarterback in the original Longest Yard.
Yeah.
And in the Adam Sandler remake, he was, you know, the old veteran prisoner that had been there forever.
Burt Reynolds movie. Because he's not really of our time. That makes it tough. But I will tell you,
I would have to like go through and look at all the movies because I don't remember all of them.
Well, he has. I mean, there's some good ones. Like, I mean, Deliverance is like OG. Smokey and the Bandit is what everyone's going to say.
Smokey and the Bandit's probably the best.
Deliverance is there. But how about this? Because I kind of forgot about it. Boogie Nights.
Oh, Boogie Nights. Yeah, you know what? That's the one I
have. That's mine. Yeah, okay.
He was so good in that. God, didn't he win an Oscar for that?
That's a great question.
Reynolds Boogie Nights Awards. So I'm looking it up. So
okay.
We'll see. Let's see. Golden Globe Award for Best Supporting Actor. Let's see. Heather Graham won for.
Oh, Heather Graham.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that award. Let's see. National Society of Film Critics Award was Julianne Moore. Satellite Award for Best Supporting Actor, Burt Reynolds. So he won a Golden Globe.
He was actually in one of the worst movies that was ever created.
Oh, no. What is that?
And unfortunately, a lot of actors were in it, and it was starring, if I'm trying to remember the cast, let me see if I can pull it up here before I go into it. Do you know who Uwe Boll is?
I know the name. Is that Manu Bol's son?
No.
Is that right?
So
that's Bol Bol.
Bol Bol. It's UWE. He's one of the worst directors. He did do one good movie, but it's a super controversial movie called I think it's Elephant. And it's like about like a school shooting a mass shooter. Or maybe it was, I don't know. But he's known for doing really bad movies, and more particularly does really bad video game movies. And I remember people telling me about this movie, and then I watched it and I didn't get through more than 20 minutes of it. And you would think, like, just based on the genre, I would like it.
You're fairly forgiving. You like Keanu Reeves movies.
I love Keanu Reeves movies, but apparently Burt Reynolds is in this. I don't even remember because I only got 20 minutes in. It's called In the Name of the King, A Dungeon Siege Tale. Or In the Name of the King, starring...
What's Dungeon Siege?
I don't know.
Is that like an offshoot of Dungeons and Dragons?
I just honestly don't know. It's like a medieval one. But it's starring Jason Statham, Claire Foriani, who you don't know who she is, but if you saw her face, you'd be like, oh, her. Ron Perlman and Ray Liotta also in it.
Wow, you're telling me... Ray Liotta made a worse move than worse movie than Smokin' Aces?
100%. You also had Christiana Loken, Matthew Lillard. I mean, Uwe Boll got a bunch of his buddies to be in one of the worst movies of all time.
Well,
critically, really, really bad. I'm looking here. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 4%, and it looks like it got a 15% audience. Is that right?
How about a good movie with Matthew Lillard and Burt Reynolds in it, Without a Paddle?
Yes. Dude, audience score of In the Name of the King was 22%. That is why our society is slowly moving into idiocracy.
That's too high? I mean, that's pretty bad, isn't it?
No, that's way
too
high.
Don't you have to be over like 70% to be fresh or whatever?
Well, I can't remember. That's media. That's by the critics. They got a 4% critic rating.
Oh, do you remember what a creep he was in Striptease?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, man. I just remember when he's walking around in those boots, he's like, I filled my boots with Vaseline. I could be like squishing between my toes.
Oh.
So creepy.
So spend your weekend, listen to a little Mac Miller, and go catch a Burt Reynolds movie or two.
And also, I mean, what brought Burt Reynolds back, or a lot of younger people who never saw a Burt Reynolds movie, he was a huge character just in Archer. You know, Archer was obsessed with Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
So that was, and he wound up being in some of the seasons. So
there you go. Go listen to some Miller and watch some Burt Reynolds. I would suggest anything you can do to not watch whatever the hell Matthew Berry is putting out right now.
Okay.
Who is that guy that he keeps doing videos with on his fantasy show? I can't do it anymore. I can't do. Why is it? Okay, Bogman. Just because
make it easy. You
got a long
you were
beard.
About what I was going to say.
I Just because you got a big beard and some tattoos doesn't make you funny. Just like because you have tattoos and you might be attractive and you can lift a top up doesn't make you a supermodel or doesn't make you an Instagram model or attractive. Why are we accept this guy? I have to.
That, can I ask you something? Are that, you Lee Corso?
That did
you?
Not come out coherent because I can't say the things that I want to say that you know that want to come out of my mouth here. I don't understand what the fascination with that. And that's a person, by the way. His name's like Dobbs something. Like Daniel Dobbs, I want to say is his name.
Okay.
Dobbs?
Is it Josh Dobbs?
It's not. It I think I might have got it right, too. Did I get
new
it right?
New backup quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I nailed it. He's the co-host of the fantasy show. He's not funny.
So I'm going through Reddit the other day, you know, like I do, because Reddit is apparently where I get my news now. So, but I see someone time. In the fantasy football sub posted like, "This is just too painful. I can't watch Matthew Berry anymore." And they went through the trouble of laying out all the horrible things that he's doing. Like it was way too analytical for just a slam Matthew Berry thing. And then this guy he's with is too embarrassing. And he posted two weird clips. And the first one was
is it the
Matthew
nipple
Berry
one?
Saying, I didn't see the nipple one.
Remember, it was a commercial for their upcoming show where he comes out and he talks about this guy, Daniel Dopp, has chafed nipples and has to put Vaseline on it. And every scene I've ever seen of these two, Matthew Berry and this guy on their show, it's like they're trying to do a bit out of Curb Your Enthusiasm where he does some moronic, stupid, over-the-top thing. And then Matthew Berry turns over and looks at the camera and then you hear, da-da-da, da-da-da-da. You hear the theme of Curb Your Enthusiasm where he just gives like a well type of face. It's obnoxious.
So the two clips I saw were one where he said Matthew Berry is like, "I feel bad about this situation. Quick, whatever his name is, do something stupid to make me feel better." And he started like pouring M&Ms into his beard and then lifting his beard up like he pulled his beard out and he's pouring the M&Ms on his beard and then catching them in his mouth.
Jesus.
Like that's what he was doing. And I'm like, how was this funny at all? And then the next one was the one where he came out in a Speedo and like started humping Matthew Berry.
I mean,
which just out of context could be funny if there's no confidence, but he's going a little bit over the top and he was like trying to pick up Matthew Berry too. And he clearly wasn't strong enough to do that move. And you could see the nervousness on Matthew Berry's face. Like he's going to drop him.
I mean, this guy only owns skinny jeans. He absolutely has to collect vinyl. He goes to local coffee shops, not Starbucks.
So it's just whatever you picture a hipster from Portland to be is this dude.
I don't understand anything anymore. I don't understand the industry. I don't understand Matthew Berry.
Why does
he's successful.
Berry,
we're
why,
not.
Why does he need so much shtick to talk about fantasy football?
It's like, well, it's like
be the OG. Like I've been doing this longer than anybody. I know better than all you MFers. Just listen to me.
Well, it's just like what they decided it was, you know, maybe it was Matthew Berry too wacky because he does all his bits. So we're going to make him more of the straight man now. So we're going to get some really idiotic person to come on and do dumb stuff. And then now Matthew Berry gets to be the straight person. I don't understand it.
Something like, why don't they just hire a local clown to come and do the show?
It'd be better. Guess what?
The Matthew Berry.
Hey, guess what? We just wrote the next segment for the Fantasy Focus with Dopp and Matthew Berry. Matthew Berry be like, "Man, things are really getting wacky around here." And then Dopp's going to come out in a stupid clown outfit. Honk, honk. Hey, Matthew, want to see me make a balloon animal? Kirk, 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 kirk. Hey, look, it's a lion. Like, I'm taking the lions over blah, blah, blah. Kill myself. I kill me. I can't do it. If that becomes a segment, I'm done.
Oh my god, animal balloons for who's gonna win the game.
100%. The guy will be god. He'll be painted, his beard will probably be colored red, and he'll have the white face paint and he'll have the stupid suit on, and Matthew Berry will try to say something and then he'll honk his horn and he'll laugh holding his belly. It'll be the worst segment ever.
You're saying is Burt Reynolds died at the perfect time. That's what you're saying, because he doesn't have to endure any of this
crassly stuff. Yes, I mean, It's like, unfortunately, we are going to be susceptible to all of this stuff. Matthew Berry did put out his, 50 facts? Why is it always like, with him, it's always got to be some big thing. Why can't he just put something out that's just minimalistic? Matthew Berry is not a minimalist, by the way. The apocalypse would be a bad situation for him. He's got to write 12,000-page articles. He's got to have goofy clowns around him. Let's just break it down a little bit. His 50 things, by the way, he does a bold prediction for week one for every team, and then he also gives a gajillion more than 50. He's got like 43 B.
Yeah, he always does the A's and the B's on like all those facts. So, I mean, are there any good ones in there? I mean, are there any like, you know, don't eat M&Ms out of your beard because we get some beard hair in there? Like,
get a clown with you.
Make sure to hire some weird dude.
I guess these are season long. He has a prediction for each season long. Here's one, Boggs. He says Chris Hogan finishes as a top 10 wide receiver.
I just don't see how. I mean, I guess I do see how, like, if Edelman just is not as good and Hogan is the number one guy, I get it. But I got to tell you, I don't have any shares because, to be honest, I would have liked Hogan if he was going where I thought he should have. But I feel like in every single league, there was just this ultimate, you know, just they think like that. They think Chris Hogan is going to be a top 10 guy for the entire season. And I'm not on that train. I can't get behind that.
Well, so. He mailed it in for the Steelers and the Niners. George Kittle finishes as a top 10 tight end, and Vance McDonald finishes as a top 12 tight end.
Well, Vance McDonald, he's already out week one. So the dude is always hurt. So, I guess if you just want to say, like, from week to week, the Steelers tight end will have good value because they can play off all the other guys, that would make sense. I like, as far as the receiver goes, I like Vance McDonald more than I like Jesse James. But that dude cannot stay on the field, and he's already out week one.
Hey, here's one that plays up to my bold prediction of Matthew Stafford and helps my lineups here. The Lions, Matthew Stafford is averaging 3.1 more fantasy points per game at home than he is on the road. The Lions have not had 100. This is an amazing fact. The Lions have not had a 100-yard rusher in 68 straight games.
Yeah. Yep. Ooh. It's ridiculous.
But last season, the Jets allowed the third most quarterback points. So there you go. That's a good one.
The Jets did?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
I like that. So on the other side, when we get to hour three, we've already gone 2 hours into the show. It's going to be time that we take a look at the week one action. We've already got Thursday night in the books. We are dealt with two Monday night games. Are you a fan, by the way, in week one, having to wait for, you know, essentially four teams? You're like, it feels like your fantasy week is stretched out to Monday because you're assuredly going to have someone across those four games. I don't know how much I love that, but the intrigue, you know, I mean, I'm in. It's football.
I mean, I like the fact that, you know, starting from four and going to almost midnight our time, I can just sit and watch football. I do like that. To be honest, I wish that kind of replaced a Thursday night game because the teams aren't prepared. But I don't know. It's also just like, do we need another full day of all football? I don't know. So I know I'm going to be sitting for about 13 or 14 straight hours on Sunday. I don't want to sit all day watching football on Monday. Dude, so just the short game is fine.
We sit for the 3 hours of this show, and my ass just is like, I get up and I'm like, oh, I'm like an old man. Like, all the bones are cracking.
You're like Jim Carrey. Oh, over the years, my ass sure has taken a pounding.
That's what I feel like. I feel like it's going down. So we're going to get through all of them. We've got Steelers, Browns. We've got 49ers and Vikings, which I am very excited to get into. We are going to get into the Chiefs, Chargers, all of them. We're going to break it down. We're going to look at the lines. We're going to make some picks. We did this last year. Ooh, are we going to follow our picks this year again?
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Let's do that. We'll talk about some fantasy implications. It's all going down. It's hour three, the week one breakdown. Let's get at it. And don't you go anywhere. You can listen here. You can listen live. You can listen on demand. Plus, go to InThisLeague.com, and you can go get even further by listening to all of our podcasts, the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast, because Monday will be our reaction podcast. So if you don't want to wait till the Saturday show, get in on it Monday. I highly suggest it. Don't go anywhere. More Bogman of the Welsh and In This League coming up. We'll be right back.